I think the biggest thing is that when we can become better versions of ourselves, we'll be able to empower ourselves to walk through that step. So resilience is a big thing, but it's a muscle that you have to work on every day. And success in life is an inside job.
Hi, welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today with Shannon Tobin. Shannon is not a real estate agent, but an entrepreneur and a huge community involved person in Burlington. And I wanted to talk to you about the entrepreneur mindset and how do people set themselves up for success. And you have lots of great talks about that. Welcome. Welcome on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. Finally, it worked out. We had a few uncertainties that took place, but it's great to be here.
Yes. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your background, your involvement, who you are, and about you.
A little bit about me. So I've been in Burlington for 5 years, and it feels like it's my home. I moved here from a little small town, St. Thomas, where I grew up. And what brought me to Burlington, I really don't know. It was just a vibe. It was my, well, my best friend lives here too. So, you know, that could have been a part of it. But I just love the vibe of Burlington. And I wanted to immerse myself in the community right away, which I did. I have to say Burlington is a very unique community. I've been to many. And I've lived in many communities, and it's unique in many ways, but it's a community of people who really rally around each other. And I was welcomed right from the start. I feel like I've been here forever. So I've only been here for 5 years. I've been an entrepreneur for 28 years. I graduated from college with interior design and architect, and I actually never even worked in that field. I did a couple contract jobs. I love art. I love makeup. I love cosmetics. I love design. And so that's kind of, you know, where I started. But, you know, sometimes when you think you're going to go down one road, you often end up going down a whole other road. And what do they say? We have 3 careers in our lifetime. So I think I found my thing. So I've been an entrepreneur for 28 years. It's what pays my bills. But my passion is my organization that I founded in 2012. And it kind of came from a need to want to help and do more and make a difference. I lost my dad when I was 3 years old, and we didn't have support systems. We didn't have places to go to talk about it. We actually, as a family, we never talked about it. So I grew up, I would say I grew up as a broken child. I think we're all broken to some degree, though. And I just knew what I didn't have, I wanted to make sure that I could help other kids. And so I wrote a book and started this organization just out of the desire to help and make a difference in the community and give back to programs that are already in place. Lighthouse Program is a huge organization that I love and support because they are that exact place that I did not have. And so I wanted to be able to support and be able to create awareness in the community of organizations that are out there that are in place, that are actively successfully running. And so that's kind of where we started. Yeah. I know it's a lot.
I know you talk a lot about resilience in your speeches, and like, how do you help people that are, I guess, slower or down or not really performing as they want, and they don't have that resilience? Like, how do you motivate them?
Well, first of all, we can't motivate other people, and I talk about that a lot. It's, you know, if people are looking for other people to motivate them, they're looking in the wrong place. And, you know, I have a blog, it's Success is an Inside Job, and Success in Life is an Inside Job. And so I'm a lifelong learner. I've been committed to lifelong learning, but I've also committed to peeling back the layers that cause me to hold myself back, that cause me to not walk in faith, but in fear instead. And so I think the biggest thing is that when we can become better versions of ourselves, we'll be able to empower ourselves to walk through that step. So resilience is a big thing, but it's a muscle that you have to work on every day. And I also believe that, you know, like I have a mantra, I'm never down, I'm either up or getting back up. And so success doesn't just happen. It comes with trial and error. It comes with failing. You know, I say failing forward to success. You hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. It comes with making a commitment. As you can either draw a line in sand or you can draw a line in cement. And so I had this vision and this mentality when I became an entrepreneur that there was no closing the back door. There was no walking to that back door. Like, I was either in or I was out. And, you know, I think to me, it's more of a mentality. It's more of not a motivation, getting motivation from somebody else, but just working on yourself and plugging into people who have and are where you want to be. I've always believed in having good mentors in my life.
Yeah.
Different stages of my life. I believe we all need a coach, a therapist, and a mentor. And sometimes we need all three of them at the same time. And other times it's, you know, one at a time. You know, it all depends on what we're going through in our lives. But mm-hmm. I would say that success is an inside job. And then if you're not happy where you are right now, I heard a long time ago, and it really kicked me off. You know, we are where we are based on the choices that we've made or we've allowed others to make for us.
Yeah.
And I remember a coach once telling me that, and I was like, how rude.
but it's powerful.
It's powerful and it's true, right? We are, like, I am where I am today based on the choices that I've made or I've allowed others to make for me. And so, you know, taking that personal ownership, I think, is a real big thing, instead of pointing the finger at others and that blame game that we often find ourselves in. You know, this is how I'm not successful because of this, or, you know, becoming a victim of our circumstances. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people who are struggling as an entrepreneur. They're victims, and they're blaming other people for their circumstances, and we can't do that. We have to take responsibility. So
that's a huge one. People who are blaming others or the environment, the economy. Like, you can take anything that's happening in the world and turn it into a positive. It just depends on your mindset. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's cool. How do you guide people or help people? If someone, like, you can see they're just in the rough part, but they are the great person, successful that they can be, but they're just not there at the moment?
I ask a lot of questions. Okay. Instead of telling, I used to be, so I've been an entrepreneur for 28 years. When I look back at the beginning of my years of coaching and mentoring women, I would not be surprised if many left because of my lack of leadership.
But I take ownership of that too, right? And I would try to tell people how to do it and so you got to do this, you got to do that, versus asking them, you know, what is it that's important to you? What's your why? You know, Simon Sinek talks about, you know, your why. Like, if you don't have a why greater than your fear or challenge, you're not going to ever, you know, move forward. And so just asking questions, peeling back the layers and really getting to the deep root cause of why we're holding ourselves back and why we're not willing to walk in faith versus fear. And I don't mean faith as in religious, you know, spiritual. I just mean, like, believing in yourself, like, you know, doing it afraid. You know, I say that all the time. I'm going to do it afraid.
I'm going to do it with butterflies. And we often hold ourselves back and we think it's the worst thing that could happen. But we don't often think of the best thing that can happen if we take that leap of faith. And so just asking questions and really discovering what it is that somebody, why they're doing what they're doing, I think. And oftentimes people don't even know why they're doing it.
True. It's something in the background. Yeah. And then what would you say you can do to mentor someone when times are good? If something's going well, how do you keep mentoring someone?
You know, celebrating their wins, you know, celebrating our wins, celebrating the good times and focusing on the good that's happening. It's kind of like the ripple effect. Once you create a ripple effect and it's happening, you know, it's like riding the tide, right? And, you know, it's easy to do things when things are going good. The challenge is when things are not going good. And we can look at this pandemic, we can look at COVID, we can look at the devastation of what's happening right now in our world. And I mean, I have absolutely nothing to complain about. And I think sometimes we have to just look and say, okay, maybe this pause has happened for a reason. I do believe this tide has happened for a reason. I think a lot of people are shifting, are pivoting, are reevaluating, are reflecting. They're forced to slow down and really, like, hey, we go around this life once. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I've been on that hamster wheel many times and not even realizing that I was just on this hamster wheel and not slowing down to just kind of pause and reflect and say, what is it that Shannon wants? I'm turning 50 in January. And I think, hey, there's like over half my life is gone. You know, where do I want to see it moving forward? And so I know for me, the pause and the reflection period has been a really, really good thing. So
very cool. I agree though. I agree with the slowing down was good. Reevaluating all of that. What's the one thing you would suggest to an entrepreneur to generate the most success in their career?
I would say daily discipline. So when I look at the success that I built as an entrepreneur, I would say that it wasn't a big, huge leap of success that I achieved. It wasn't something big that I did. It was the daily grind. It was the daily discipline. It was the getting up and treating it like a business. Because when you work for yourself, you don't have a time clock. You don't. And so oftentimes we waste time. I find the days that I have focus days. So I have two focus days a week, two kind of buffer days is what I call it. It's from this strategic coach program, and then one free day. So it's the daily discipline, the grind, but also the compartmentalization. And so, you know, life happens, things happen in our world where it can derail us. And so I remember when I was going through a divorce, fighting for custody, trying to run a business, trying to stay afloat. My son was 5 years old, and I just felt so overwhelmed by everything going on in my life. And my mentor said to me, Shannon, how many hours can you work today in your business? And I said, maybe three. And she said, put everything else on the shelf. Come back to it. She said, I'm going to teach you the most important thing about compartmentalization is that you can come back to the other stuff, to the lawyer stuff, to the, you know, the kids stuff, to all that other stuff, but work your business for 3 solid hours today, and then you can go back to the other. And that's how I work my business when things aren't going good. Another thing is that when things are going well, work hard.
Yeah.
Work extra hours. Because there is going to come a time where we're either in a crisis, on our way out of a crisis, or going into a crisis. That is life. So whoever's listening to this, ask yourself, like, am I in a crisis? Am I on my way out of one? Or am I going into one? Because that is the way life is. And so when you're not in a crisis, work hard. You know, do the things that you can. Because when you do need to slow down, if something happens, you can take that time off and be present. And I'm all about, you know, being present in the moment. Like right now, this is what I'm focusing on. When I'm finished, then I'll focus on my next task. And it's often, you know, we're not present. We're on our phones. We're, you know, we're not with the person that we're with. And I think people really notice that now too, is that when you're with somebody, be with them, because how you make people feel when they're in your space is everything. It's not about what you sell. It's not about what you say. It's how you make them feel. And so that is another real important part that I feel as an entrepreneur. It's not selling a product. It's selling yourself. And
yeah,
it's made a huge difference for me.
Yeah, that's true. You said daily discipline. Like, what would be a typical day for you of discipline that you follow when you're working hard?
So I'm all about harmony. It's not about, you know, just work. I get up now, my new routine, and this is thanks to COVID, because I wasn't up at 6 before, but I'm up at 6:05 in the morning, up to the 21st floor to do my pool workout. Grab my coffee when I get back, get ready. I do my journaling. I do my gratitude journal. I do my devotion. Prayer is a big part. You know, I don't spend hours doing it, but I do. My faith is a big part of my walk and what strengthens me every day. And so it's taking care of yourself. If you don't take care of you, you can't take care of other people. And I've noticed during COVID that my mental health has been shaky. And when I've been challenged, when I've been feeling like, hey, why am I feeling uneasy? It might, often, most times, is because I wasn't doing anything for myself. I was working too many hours. I didn't stop the clock and go for a walk, or that morning I didn't start in the pool at, you know, and have my swim or my walk. I'm like 2 minutes from the lake, my walk to the lake. And so people think they don't have time to take care of themselves, but it's probably the most important thing that they do is take care of themselves. Because if our mental health is not well, then how we run our business and how we interact with people and what we do on a daily basis is not strong. It's not good. So
I agree so much. Like, I used to be like that, working 115 hours a week, and then realizing that all I'm doing is I'm running, but then I'm not stopping. Then, like, I wasn't, I don't know, clear on my goals and, you know, all that stuff that you need to have in order to be successful. It's important.
And you have to go through that journey too, where it's like, you know, things are going really well and now you're on to the next level of your business and success. And so you have to reevaluate. And that's why having mentors and coaches and therapists help you through those challenging times, because we all need somebody in our life to help us, number one, see our greatness when we don't see it ourselves, but to also point that mirror in front of us and say, okay, Mode, like, you've been working way too many hours. Like, how are you feeling right now? And asking those questions. And I'm sure if somebody would have done that a little sooner for you, you might have went, I'm not feeling good. Like, this is not healthy for me. And maybe somebody did do that for you. I don't know.
It was my coach. And then having to integrate into my business coaching, integrating food, exercise, mental health, like all of those things really, really helped. So it's good to hear from you that.
Yeah, it's key. For me, it's everything.
Yeah.
So
what are you excited about coming up in the future for you, for your organizations and things?
What am I excited about? I'm excited about my passion project. I'm excited about Dare to Be You. I mean, you know, the philosophy of and the roots behind Dare to Be You is why I found, you know, this passion project. And it's all about helping other people and empowering them to become, you know, the best versions of themselves. And so we have some exciting programs that we're launching. We've always supported existing programs that have already been running successfully through other organizations. And this year, in the fall, we're launching our own program, and it's centered around our youth and young adults, young people in our community, because I truly believe that when we can build a stronger community through our youth,
yeah,
unbelievable things happen. I think we just got cut off. So yeah, it's our, when our youth and our young people grow and become better,
the whole society, the whole community,
the whole society becomes better, and our youth have a voice. Our young people have a voice, and we need to hear what they have to say. And I think they're our future. They are not. I think they are our future leaders, and they've been through. You know, I look at our grade 12 grads and the challenges that they, you know, had this year. I can't imagine graduating high school without a prom, without a commencement, having it to do it virtually, without your friends. I mean, I was a social, like, my focus in high school was not school. It was what's the next event. You know, I played sports, you know, it was, you know, we played sports and it was, and we partied and
yeah, I can't
had our socializing with our friends. And so I can't imagine the challenges that these students have had. And so we've launched our Spotlight Project, and we want our grade 12 grads in Burlington to share their stories. And we're actually creating a digital and hard copy magazine of the resilience and the courage and the strength that our grads have endured, but not just in this last year, in this last 6 months, but through their high school years. Because when I look back and I think, wow, if I could do it all over again, what would I change? I would change 99% of what I did.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. You know, I wasn't mature back then. I was, you know, 14 to 18, and my priorities were very different. And so I think it's very evident that everybody that goes to high school years down the road, they would, you know, change something. So we want these grads to share their stories, but also to become ambassadors for their schools and to go back and share their stories, not to tell them what to do, but to say, hey, if I could do this over again, what advice would I give myself?
Yeah.
And through that, through our changes and our words, then we can inspire other people to grow and go, oh, I better think twice about that.
Yeah.
That decision, right?
Yeah, that's very good. That's very cool. What advice would I give myself at every period of my life? I can think of that. Nice.
I often ask myself that too now, you know, even like 10 years ago, what advice would I give myself? When I started as an entrepreneur, the best advice that I would have given myself was quit worrying about what other people think of you, because it really in the end doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I stayed in a unhealthy, toxic marriage for 10 years because I cared too much about what other people thought. Yet I was miserable. It wasn't healthy. But I stayed because I cared too much about what other people thought. And so now I've kind of come to this point in my life, and it's like, you know, you have to care, but you don't have to care about what other people think about you and your decisions, because in the end, your decisions have to be what's best for you. And I think we often judge people, you know, women are the worst for that. I hate to say it, but, you know, we judge, we're catty. We don't elevate and celebrate one another, and I've been bullied in my business. I've experienced that myself, because I stood my ground. I stood alone, and I took that road less traveled. And you know, I was judged for it, and still probably am. And that's okay, because it's not their life; it's mine. And I think when you get to that place in your life where you're being honest and authentic, like that's why we our organization is Dare to Be You. Like, dare to be you, dare to be authentic, dare to be real, raw, and just be you. How many people, if we ask that question, are really truly living in their truth, authentically?
True. That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for coming on the episode. Thanks for sharing all of that. That was awesome information for sure. Always super cool to listen to you talk. I feel like I listen at the WAC, at the Chamber, Wonder Woman. Yeah, I feel you always have something deep and interesting.
Thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to getting to know you better, Mo, because, you know, really, we haven't spent a lot of time together. And I respect and admire you and what you do. And, you know, the community people that I surround myself with adore you as well. And so I'm excited to get to know you as well, and to see what we can do as a community. I mean, I'm really excited. We have some exciting things happening this fall, and I'm really excited about it. So thank you for inviting me on to your show. So, what a pain. Oh, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Thank God for editing.
Yes. That's awesome.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's good for people to see the not so perfect edit, you know, not so perfect versions of what we're doing, because they think they can't do it when it's perfect.
Yeah, that's true. There you
right?
go. To an entrepreneur, What's the one thing you